we will recognize a coach, a team, and many individuals for their accomplishments and achievements while attending Galesburg High School. All of these individuals represent determination, a strong work ethic, and the ability to go above and beyond, which makes them great additions to the Galesburg Athletic Hall of Fame. A special thank you to Tony Dubit, Lori Ayton, Mindy Matthews, Allegra Printing, Quality Awards, the Galesburg Athletic Booster Club, Galesburg District 205, and Dick Lindstrom for making this event possible. Just a reminder that we will honor all recipients at the conclusion of this event in Thiel Gym before the start of the boys' basketball game. Please see Lori Ayton for tickets to this event, and we can make sure that everybody can get in for free. At this time, I would like to introduce our Master of Ceremonies, Mr. Dick Lindstrom.
Thank you, Coach, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome once again to the Galesburg High School Athletic Hall of Fame induction ceremony, the 30th annual Galesburg High School Athletic Induction Hall of Fame ceremony. My name is Dick Lindstrom. I'm your Master of Ceremonies. Every year, this is truly a special ceremony. And we're happy you're all here tonight to honor these outstanding athletes, a coach, a friend of GHS Sports, and a relay team. A special welcome to those listening worldwide on the on the internet and on WGIL. Let me introduce others that are joining in the ceremony this evening. We have Dr. Asplin. Doctor, would you stand up, please? There's John Asplin, Superintendent of Schools. And Athletic Director Eric Matthews. Maybe at some point we'll have Jeff Houston here as well. And we have other people from the Booster Club that are here that are helping make this ceremony really special. Every year at this time, I've read this for 30 years. Every year at this time, we have a reunion of sorts here at GHS. We call it the Galesburg High School Athletic Hall of Fame Ceremony. Each year, we invite a different group of people to this reunion, star athletes, teams, coaches, friends of GHS Sports that were or are part of the fabric of Galesburg and what has made Galesburg great. Most communities and schools don't have this reunion, and those that do don't have the historical perspective that we have here in Galesburg. I think you would join me in thinking that this is pretty darn good. As noted in the program, the tradition of GHS Sports is known across the Midwest, the United States, and the world. I remember we did I was Master of Ceremonies of an event where we had somebody listening in China, you know, as far as a part of a basketball team. And it was really kind of neat. The Galesburg Athletic Hall of Fame pays tribute and extends recognition to those individuals who contribute to the honor and fame of Galesburg High School in the field of high school athletics. The achievements of those honored here this evening exemplify the best on the court or field of play and display the true spirit of athletics at Galesburg High School. As you entered this evening, you should have received a copy of the program booklet. If you didn't, you can pick one up when you leave. In this booklet, it lists the members of the selection committee, the procedure that is used to select the individuals or teams to the Athletic Hall of Fame. The selection committee is made up of 12 members, considering candidates pre-1979 as well as candidates from 1979 to the present. Each year, friends, fans of GHS question how or why tonight's individuals or teams aren't already in the Hall of Fame. With this evening's class, another outstanding group, entering the Hall of Fame, that question will be asked once again. The GHS Athletic Hall of Fame is divided up into two categories. The veterans group, which is pre-1979, and the contemporary group, which is 1979 to the present. The veterans selection can be made up of up to three inductees, and this year your committee agreed on three candidates. So, the first candidate, the first inductee from the Veterans Committee from the class of 1959 is Jimmy Carr. This is getting to be old hat for Jimmy Carr. Jimmy Carr is already a Hall of Famer two times. Once as a broadcaster, joining Hall of Fame broadcasters Rob Strack and Tom Wilson as friends of GHS Sports, one of the three best sportscasters in downstate Illinois. Many individual athletes are part of a team, and of course Jimmy's part of the 58-59 basketball team, but very few are mentioned individually, which Jimmy has mentioned individually in your book as well. So this is going to be the third time that Jimmy is going to be honored with a Hall of Fame designation. Everybody in Galesburg knows Jimmy Carr. They may not know him personally or shake his hand or maybe even identify him as he walked down the street. But they listened to Jimmy Carr broadcast ball games for years. But tonight, Jimmy receives the Hall of Fame designation again, primarily for his basketball accomplishments. As a star guard on the 58-59 squad, one of the best of the John Thiel era, Jimmy teamed with Hall of Famers Otis Cowan, Bumpy Nixon, Dave Cox, Ralph Cannon, and talented group of reserves to form a team that had high expectations. Carr and Cowan, arguably one of the best guard combos in GHS history, Jimmy could score, he could set up the big man, and maybe even most notably, he was great in the open court, in the stall. This was something that Coach Thiel started maybe the second year in, and Jimmy and Odie would run around and hold the ball from the competition. It was the start of the open court era, and Jimmy was really good at that. Jimmy was all-conference in the Illini Conference. He was all-conference in Northwest Conference. He was special mention all-state from the Chicago Daily News. He was honorable mention in the Chicago Tribune and the Chicago Sun-Times. After high school, Jimmy played at Mankato State in Minnesota and also Hannibal LaGrange College. Post-college, Jimmy spent more than 40 years as an account executive in the broadcast business. Ladies and gentlemen, GHS Hall of Famer for the third time, Jimmy Carr.
Well, it was worth the wait. Not too much to say, but let's take a little trip down memory lane. I want to thank the committee for their allowing me to enter the Hall of Fame. I'd like to give special thanks to a man who speaks his mind, but he's a big supporter. Ray Pickerel, I know he had a lot to do with this, and Ray, I want to thank you. Along with his sidekick, Pete Thury, they put a lot of effort into supporting Galesburg High School athletics. And so we want to thank them. I'm also happy to have my one and only. I think there's only two cars left around that we know about. And my daughter Jamie is here, and I'm happy to have my one and only here this evening. The ball club, I didn't have a chance to thank the people putting our 59 team in. And I thought that ball club was the best ball club that Galesburg has had. I really did. We went 29-2. We finished third in the state. Until Jim Range and Ola Mae Range, his wife, had a son. They called him Joseph. Then we knew him as Joey, and he set the bar so high that I got to admit, in 1998, that ball club was a little better than we were, and we were pretty damn good. So that congratulations to them. They are in the Hall of Fame also. 1968, Roger Coleman called me up and asked me to be a salesman at WGIL, and he thought, why don't you do the games at least 1 year, and the people will at least know when you knock on their door who you are, the customers. So I did. 40 years later, I stayed with it, and I just truly loved it. I loved the players. I think they were the ones that kept me going. I loved the coaches and all the coaches, especially the ones we had here at Galesburg, and we had some great ones. Some of them were true friends of mine, like John Thiel. We went from John to Mike Miller, who put a bow on it, taking a team to second in the state, and Mike Reynolds, who put us back where we should be. And I think you fans is going to see something special in the next years for Galesburg High School. I live two blocks away from Steel Gym, where we all played. And I've never seen fans like we have here and had then. I would go to watch John. I met John because on Wednesday nights I'd go to practice and watch the team play with Mike Owens, Russ Land, Granning, Odell, and Ray Young. And I learned a lot from those guys. And I learned a lot from John, who talked to me a lot about the practices and what was going on the court. And I met, in interviewing him, I met a lot of great coaches. One coach I met, Virgil Fletcher of Collinsville. We weren't too close to Collinsville, as some of you fans know. We had a little issues with them back in 57. But Virgil Fletcher is one of the top coaches in this country, the high school coaches in the country. Won the state championship. And I asked Virgil to do the color with me down at the state. We weren't there. Our team weren't there, so Bill Pearson said, yeah, let's go ahead and do it. So Virgil Fletcher wasn't on the radio that much down in Collinsville, and so he really got a kick out of it. And I asked Virgil to do the color with me since he was enjoying it so much, and he said, oh, I'd love to. So Bill Pearson would send it back to me, and I would talk to Coach Fletcher, and I said, okay, Coach, how about what's going on the floor, what do you think? And he got his pad out, a big sheet of paper, and started diagramming the play and telling me and the fans how things were going on the court. And I didn't have the nerve to tell him that this is radio and not TV. So, but later on, the coach and I got a big kick out of that. But I've had a good run. I enjoyed it. I enjoyed our team. I enjoyed the people, and I can't say enough about the fans. And one of the things that I will never forget, I'm walking to my seat about 2 years ago, and a gentleman and probably his grandson smiled and said hello. I got past them. I walked on down the hall, and I heard him tell his grandson, he said, there goes a hell of a player. He played back in 1959. Just those little words, and any young guys in here, they will never forget them. I know I never will forget those little words made my evening. And that's the kind of thing that you can have in Galesburg and with these fans. Again, I want to thank you. Thank everyone, especially the fans, for their support. Thank you.
See, we learned a lesson right there. You never give a microphone to a broadcaster. Also, one other thing. There's a few of us in this room that probably saw Jimmy Carr and Odie Cowan and Dave Cox and Bumpy Nixon and that crew play. They were pretty darn good. And I don't want to disagree with Jimmy, but I'd love to see that team come back and play Joey and Rod and that crew, and that would be an all-star game. Thank you, Jimmy. Our second inductee from the Veterans Committee from the class of 1976 is Dan Storsbach. GHS sports in the 70s was loaded with great athletes throughout really all sports. Galesburg during that time was known as a basketball town, but over the years, golf has seen plenty of success, both team and individually. Dan has a long history of individual success, starting in 1971 when he was Bunker Links junior champion. 1972, he was junior all-city champion for ages 13 and 14. 1973 was Iowa-Illinois PGA junior champion. In 1974, Dan's sophomore year, he was Western Big Six medalist and qualified for the state tournament and finished 52 out of 160. His junior year as a team, the team went 13-1 in dual meets. He won the district, the sectional, and placed 24th at the state. His senior year, Dan again was Western Big Six medalist, district medalist, and advanced to the state playoffs. Dan went on to play at Illinois Wesleyan University and was CCIW conference medalist in 1977. He was Division III All-American in 1979, and he was especially fortunate to have a great family support, and especially on the golf course, where Dan and his father, Bob Storsbach, their claim to fame was beating PGA golfer Scott Hoke, who you see on TV from time to time as an analyst, and his son, Scott, in a father-son tournament in North Carolina. Dan earned an accounting and business degree from Illinois Wesleyan University, his Juris Doctor degree from the University of Illinois. He practices law in Galesburg, is married to Cynthia, and has four daughters. Ladies and gentlemen, GHS Hall of Famer, Dan Storsbach.
Well, it's nice to be recognized with athletes because normally us golfers are kind of questionable whether we are or not, I think. So it's really an honor to be up here and humbling. Just say a little bit about golf. Great game. Started with my father young age and bonded with him. Had a lot of fun playing. To this day, I still make it around the course. I'm not very good these days, but I sure enjoy the camaraderie, the friendship on the golf course. Just this last weekend, I was had my three grandchildren, 11, 9, and 7, out at the driving range. And we had fun. They hit the ball as best they could. And then we all went and had a Slurpee. You know, that's the big thing, is they like to have a Slurpee afterwards. I think that's why they go. I tell them that. But we're sitting watching this driving range of a multitude of people. They're hitting it off. And I said, kids, what do you notice about this group of people? And they stared and stared. And one of them said, you know, there's some older people up there. And I said, you know, you're right. It's a game for all ages. Until you just can't hardly walk. So again, a little plug for golf. It's a great game. It meant a lot to me growing up. It's when you're 18 or under, you don't know how hard it is. But then you grow up and you realize it really is a hard game. But thank you again. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Dan. Our final inductee from the veterans category from the GHS of 1977 is Mark Mendez. If the name Mendez sounds familiar, it should. You see, Mark follows in the footsteps of his brother Scott Mendez, who was inducted last year, 2017. Mark Mendez is a three-year varsity letter winner in both basketball and baseball. For the Silver Streaks baseball squad, Mark was a three-year starter. He was a second baseman. He hit .345 or more two of his 3 years. He led the team in steals all 3 years for that team. For the basketball squad, Mark averaged 11 points per game as a sophomore, 15 points per game as a senior, while leading the team in assists both his sophomore and senior year. Mark went on to Carl Sandburg College, where he led the Chargers in scoring, averaging 22 points per game. He then transferred to Monmouth College, where he was a star in both baseball and basketball. He averaged 21 points per game for the Scots basketball squad and hit .355 for the Scots baseball team. In 1983, he was voted Monmouth College's most valuable athlete. He earned his doctoral degree from Northwest Louisiana University. He currently is professor at Palm Beach State College in Florida and lives in Palm Beach Gardens, Florida. Ladies and gentlemen, GHS Hall of Famer, Mark Mendez.
Thank you so much. It's very humbling to be here. You know, I truly loved growing up. Wanted to be a Silver Streak my whole life, like my brother. And, you know, my goals in life would be called coach, doctor, and dad, not in that order. But thank goodness it came to fruition, and a lot of that was my upbringing in Galesburg and learning to fight through things and be tough, and good things will happen at the end. Now, very quickly, you know, how did you get here? 5'9". You know, 160 pounds, what's going on? So for baseball, we used to take batting practice, 1178 West Grove, and Skeet was up to bat. Matter of fact, he went in last year before me, as you heard. I couldn't be any prouder. Older brother, you got to follow my footsteps all the time. This time, I follow his. I couldn't write the script any better. But we used to take batting practice, and Dad had a great 12-6 curveball. His deuce was good. And we grew up, and that's what Skeet and I could do better than most, was hit. And Skeet's up to bat, and he was probably 5, but Skeet could always turn on the ball better than I could. He's much more consistent with that. But Dad throws him a curveball. He rolls it over. Shortstop, the first, that's dime a dozen. You don't do that in the Mendez household. So the next pitch, I'll save Skeet from telling, it's coming at you. You don't do that. You learn to take it up the middle, turn on it, or take it to right field. Well, Skeet always had a better way of getting himself out of pickles, better than I could, probably because he had a lot more practice. But he gets in there, he digs in. Dad starts his windup, so we know what's coming. Skeet said, not today. He threw that bat and ran like a scalded dog into John and Tetmeyer's backyard. But not without Dad. Skeet. He made it unscathed, but he stayed over there. So if you know my father, he has this much of a temper. So now I get to bat. So I'm going in there, and I'm thinking, oh, my God. But he starts off with a deuce, and I took it up the middle. He brought another one. I rolled it over. So we know what's coming. Dad starts his windup. Here I come, Skeet. Not today. So batting practice ended abruptly that day. And then in hoop, Coach Bob, My dad and Coach Bob were very good friends. Coach used to take me over in sixth grade when Swedlin, Skeeter Williams, Wayman Hamilton, Wilma were all there. And then he'd work with me after practice on shooting. I had two bad habits. One, I shot the ball flat like Shaq because I shot off my palm. Two, I kept my eye on the ball. So if you ever played for Coach, you know, I know Rollins, they cut out a little, he cuts out that little styrofoam thing, and you learn to get it off your target fingers. I could do that. Following the ball, not so much. So I get down after we shoot about 25, and I'm terrible. So he goes and gets another ball from the ball rack. I'm saying, great, we can speed this drill up. I get down on my stance. You know, you play for Coach, ball over your knee, 45-degree angle, blah, blah, blah. I shoot. I follow the ball once again for the 50th time. He drilled me where about this far. I think one of my goals I told you was to call Dad. If I keep my eye on that ball again, that may not happen. So I said, you know what, Mindy? Who cares? Being the perfectionist I am, it was hard for me to break a habit. So I kept my eye on the rim, and I shot, and I shot. He was giving me positive feedback throughout. But you talk about bad. Charles Barkley would tell you, Mindy, you're terrible. And man, was I. I bet we shot 50, and if I made four, I'm exaggerating. I was bad. He gets done. He comes over, puts his arm around me, and goes, Mindy, we're on to something. I'm thinking, what? I'm bad. I can't even make a free throw. And I can't even do it properly. And he goes, I want you to practice this 20 minutes to 30 minutes a day. Now, again, a perfectionist, 2 hours to 3 hours a day. And I did. And thank God, you know, that helped me because I could always shoot the basketball. But I had the proper mechanics. And then I worked at it to get better. And my last story, to let you off the hook, is when I was coaching all these years, my favorite player, Big Mo Jones. Big Mo was 6'8", 250, chiseled, led the conference in scoring every year. I get a call from the registrar. Says, Coach, you got to get George in a major. It was his junior year. This is before SAT, ACT requirements, so it was very easy to get kids in. He wouldn't have been in today. He's my favorite player. We still stay in contact. He was a great guy, but he just wasn't real intelligent. So I get him in the office. I'm thumbing through. Oh, it's major after major. He has four classes that are 100 or above that go toward a major in 2 years. Everything else is 90 to 99 remedial. It doesn't count. I'm thinking, man, I can't. Ding, ding, ding. I got a hit. Now, I know everyone in here is going to go, come on. Now, I'm not smart enough to make this up. Pharmacy. Now, do I want Big Mo filling your? No. But that's not my job today. My job's to get him eligible. So I say, Big Mo, I got good news. I can get you in pharmacy. He pushed his seat back, stood up, and I thought, oh, my God. And he pointed down at me and he said, Coach, you'll be my boy and you're always going to be my boy. Whew, thank you. But he said, if you think an inner city black kid from Shreveport, Louisiana, knows anything about hogs and cows and chickens and shit, you're crazy. Thank you. That's a true story.
You can't make up stories like that. Thank you, Mark. Our next inductees are from the contemporary category, which usually numbers four candidates, but when a coach is selected to the Hall of Fame, a fifth athlete is added. That will happen this year with the selection of our next inductee from the GHS class of 1945, Coach Beverly Rosine.
Listen.
Hold on.
It's not your turn.
Not yet. Oh. Not yet. Not yet.
I got to go in order.
Yeah, you got to follow me. Okay. Here, but hold on to these.
Yeah.
Why don't you move over just a little bit over there so people can see you. There you go. There you go. What an honor to have a longtime coach like this back as a Hall of Famer at GHS. I don't think she'll mind. She's 91 years old and came from Colorado to be here. Beverly was a GAA athlete at GHS before Title IX and was a Streaks cheerleader. Bev went on to Western Illinois University, where she was a four-year cheerleader. She was a four-year drum major at the same time at WIU. In 1949, Bev was awarded the Outstanding Cheerleader Award at WIU. In 1949, Bev returned to Galesburg at Hitchcock Junior High School as a PE teacher, cheerleader coach, GAA sponsor. She moved to Churchill Junior High for 2 years as a PE coach and cheerleader coach. Then in 1965, Bev moved to GHS as a PE teacher and cheerleading coach here at GHS, as well as a bowling coach and a golf coach. And that's when the awards really started to multiply. 1965-66, Boys State Tournament, Outstanding Cheerleading Squad Award. 1966-1967, there was no team award for Outstanding Cheerleader, but the Galesburg cheerleader, Linda Nagel, was chosen Outstanding Cheerleader. And then in the 70s, three Outstanding Cheerleading Squads were chosen as the Outstanding Cheerleading Squad at the Holiday Basketball Tournament in the Quad Cities. And during this whole time, Bev was a bowling coach, and the bowling squad landed a third place honor at the Illinois State Tournament. And all of this while raising two daughters, Gayla and Hall of Famer Cookie, who are behind us here, Cookie going in 1995, one of the early recipients. Bev was truly a difference maker to many young women in Galesburg, expecting excellence in cheerleading, in golf, in bowling, and also in the classroom. Bev joins a small and select group of female coaches inducted into the Hall of Fame. Ladies and gentlemen, from Englewood, Colorado, GHS Hall of Famer Bev Rosine. There's your award.
Well, I'm finally back again. I do want to thank the committee for selecting me, and I want to thank the girls or the GHS athletic group that supported me all the way through. I would get letters at the end of the season saying, "Oh, good job, you really did well." And that from a coach made me feel good, made me want to do better even the next year. I want to also thank Lisa McCracken and Charlene Sandberg, because they're the ones that got this ball rolling for me, and I was really, really thrilled. My first coach was Mr. Danberg, and although it's kind of popular today, but this was what he taught us when we were, gee, we did cartwheels. Boy, were we proud. But he would say, never give in, never give up, but give us all you got. And that was what I tried to go on to my girls when I had my squads. When I started thinking about teaching and what I wanted to do, it was sparked by Spark Berglund, who some of you remember. Spark was a gym teacher, who taught both Lombard and Hitchcock, and then she said, you know, I need help. I really do. These girls need some. I think I know Bev Powell. She had taken me to Macomb and showed me everything what it would be to be a teacher and to be a coach, and she just kept her eye on me the whole 4 years, and I really appreciated her. She's just the spark of my life, Spark Berglund. When I entered high school as the teacher, I had two squads of cheerleaders, 10 girls, with all of this beautiful female around me that wanted to be cheerleaders. When I finished in 1982, I had 27. I developed the program till it became 27 cheerleaders who were thrilled to pieces because they were representing Galesburg High. And that was the thing that was important. You got to keep your grades up so that you can be an example to the girls that are waiting, like the JV girls and the pony girls. And they were just real leaders from the word go. And you've already mentioned about my trophies with Linda Nagel, and that was a big thrill to be called up to the middle of the gym to say, you have the most outstanding coach here. And then we're talking about good coaches, not only in basketball, but in cheerleading. I also want to, at this point, thank someone who is not here, and that's my husband, George. George was right with me all the way. Now, he was a driver for the fire trucks. And so when people would say, oh, you're the sponsor of the cheerleading squad from Galesburg, and I'd say, I am the coach. I wasn't the sponsor. And I was the coach. And it was the same way with George. Although he always drove that fire truck and got to the fires on time, but he also drove the girls all our away games. We had a 9-passenger station wagon, had to trade that in for a 13-passenger van. Oh, well, he enjoyed it. But I looked at him not only as our driver, but as our protector. Because you don't know till, and the new coach here will understand what I mean. If you do a good job, sometimes people are always at your back, and they're wanting to do something mean and ornery. And that was when George carried with him a roll of quarters. And I would say, what's that for? He said, there are times when I think I'm going to need more power in this arm and hand than I have. And if I have this, you know, I can hit hard. Oh, I understood. Now, like, for instance, it was nothing at all in common to come out and find that our car had been, well, ice, rain, snow, and under that was the soap that different ones would soap all the windshield with just to try to be mean. One time we pulled a nail out of a tire that had been driven in there by a hammer. It was just the only way. There were different things, scratches on the outside of the car. And this hurts, because you've got to get that fixed yourself. And finally, George Miller said, enough is enough. I think the girls and Mr. and Mrs. Rosine should go on the bus with the boys. Boy, were we thrilled. Wow. And then from that, we went to the pep bus. But it was fun. I put in 27 years as the cheerleading coach there. And 27, no, it was 19. Well, anyway, I wasn't a math teacher, so don't worry about that. But I did want to mention that for George, because he isn't with us anymore. But he enjoyed taking care of his girls. I was one of his girls. Oh, boy. And so I want to say that at the end of the season, somewhere in the season, I would say to the girls, now, you know, when you leave DHS, you take with you a little bit of me. So take good care of me. And they have. Thank you.
Thank you, ladies. Our next inductee from the class of 2008 is Kelly Ricketts Sullivan. Kelly was a two-sport athlete for the Silver Streaks, earning a combined 8 varsity letters in volleyball and basketball. Kelly's basketball career included All-Western Big Six, 4th team IBCA All-State, and a streak record holder of 7th career rebounds, 15th career field goal percentage, 18th career total points. Kelly played basketball for Knox College and coached basketball for Knoxville High School. But volleyball stands out for much of Kelly's success. She was Western Big Six All-Conference and was the Champaign Gazette Honorable Mention All-State. She is the career record holder for highest kill efficiency in a season, best hitting percentage in a season, most career kills, and best career hitting percentage. Kelly played volleyball at the University of St. Francis before returning to Knox College and playing volleyball for 3 years and earning all Midwest Conference honors. Kelly coached volleyball at Knoxville High School, was assistant volleyball coach for the Silver Streaks, GHS, and was head coach at Quincy High School for 2 years, where she won the Western Big Six title for 2 years. Kelly currently lives in Colorado Springs. Ladies and gentlemen, GHS Hall of Famer, Kelly Ricketts Sullivan.
So I've been hoping that I wouldn't be the only one up here tonight that would be much more comfortable competing in an athletic event than speaking. But nonetheless, I'm extremely humbled and grateful for the opportunity. I've always viewed athletics as more than just a game. Coach Massey put this view into words best in his program's mission statement that I stole and adapted to my programs when I became a head coach. Part of it reads something like this. Our mission is to use volleyball or basketball to develop important values and character qualities such as self-esteem, sportsmanship, loyalty, commitment, self-sacrifice, role acceptance, goal setting, team unity, and unselfishness, which will help the young people be more successful and happy in academic, social, career, and personal settings. Thanks to so many people who played a role in my own athletic career, I believe I am a more successful and happy individual today. First on that list of people are my parents, Dwayne and Cindy Ricketts. My parents began instilling the above-mentioned values while coaching most of my youth and junior high teams. Once I got to high school, they supported other coaches that worked with my siblings and I as we grew so that we could learn from those individuals as well. Regardless of whether they were part of the team or not, my parents were at almost all, if not all, of my games. Next on that list are my brothers, who provided perspective throughout my athletic career. My brothers have been partners in figuring out the above-mentioned values and character qualities while helping me to not take myself too seriously along the way. One story I like to tell happened after we lost the sectional championship to Morton at home in double overtime my junior year. As you can imagine, we were all crushed after the game. As I walked out the back door of the gym with Ryan, tears matted on my face, he felt it necessary to comment, "Well, you probably should have made your free throws." (Laughter) Next, I want to thank my coaches, Coach Clay, Coach Massey, Coach Peachy, Coach Howard, Coach Chapman, Coach Young, and the rest of the coaches on staff throughout my years at GHS. In recent years, I've had the pleasure of coaching both with and against Coach Clay. My stealing Coach Massey's program mission statement and probably 80% of his other motivational and organizational materials to use for my own teams is evidence that much of what I learned from them I still hold close today. I am so grateful to have had positive role models that taught me important lessons and continue to be positive role models for me to this day. The Galesburg community is another aspect that I like to highlight when talking about my high school athletic experience. I am grateful for the fans that came to every game, home and away. Those people, along with the media that shared our stories, helped to make our athletic experience what it was. I strongly believe that Galesburg is a place that makes its young people feel important. Last but not least, I'm incredibly thankful for my teammates. I remember someone who had been there and done that, telling my basketball team that we wouldn't remember every detail of each game, or sometimes even the win-loss record of each season. I do remember glimpses of those things, but what I remember most about my athletic career at Galesburg High School is summer bike rides and pickup tennis tournaments with my teammates, and 16-hour bus rides to North Carolina for summer camp. I remember early mornings and long days spent with people that truly cared about me. Many of my teammates are still amongst my closest friends today. In sum, I'd like to say thank you to so many people who made athletics such a positive experience for me, and congratulations to all of the inductees here tonight.
Thank you, Kelly. Our next inductee from the class of 2011 is Amy Blucker. Amy was a two-sport athlete at GHS, earning all-conference honors in both volleyball, where she earned three letters, and track and field, where she earned four letters. But it's track and field where Amy made her mark. Amy holds the school record still in the discus at 134.11. In state competition, Amy was 12th in the shot in 2011, 9th in the shot put in 2009, throwing it 36.9 1/4. I asked her ahead of time, what is the weight of a shot that she throws? And she said, what, 8 pounds? A little over 8 pounds. I'm not sure it could take me 10 throws to get it 36 feet. She was fifth in the discus in 2010. She threw that 121.3. She was fourth in the discus in 2009. Then Amy went on to Olivet Nazarene University, where she was a four-time NAIA national champion and overall 14-time NAIA All-American. Amy was the most decorated field athlete in Olivet Nazarene history. In 2014, she was the outdoor national champion. In the outdoor national championship, she was sixth in the hammer and second in the shot, third in the discus. In the indoor national, she was national champion in the shot. 2015, she was in outdoor nationals. She was national champion in the hammer and second in the shot and seventh in the discus. In 2016, she in the indoor nationals, she was a repeat shot champion. In 2016 outdoor nationals, she was a national champion shot and seventh in the hammer. And in 2016 NAIA championship character award is what she won. She is currently a PE teacher and sophomore volleyball coach at Bradley Bourbonnais High School, and she is working on her master's in sports administration. Ladies and gentlemen, GHS Hall of Famer, Amy Blucker.
not join Kelly in being really uncomfortable in front of a mic. I can talk to like 40, 60 high school students at a time, but adults are way more scary for some reason. I just want to say thank you so much to all my coaches growing up, to all the way from Little League with Sandy Powell to all the way up through college as well. They have taught me so much about myself, about athletics, and just how to be an overall hard worker in life. But most importantly, I want to thank my family and my fiance for always supporting me all the time. I didn't know I had to give a speech, so sorry for any impromptu whatevers that are coming up. One of my favorite memories, it gets told time and time again because it's pretty timeless here, is my older sister Kelly. We were, she was probably going into high school. I was going into sixth grade, and she had done track her eighth grade year in order to get in shape, stay in shape for all of her other sports. I said, I'm going to do that too. Okay, I'll throw some things far. I like to throw things, you know, softball, volleyball, all these different sports that I'd grown up doing. And she said, oh, you'll never be good at that. Okay. So moving on, obviously there is a lot of titles behind my name. The only thing I can say is that it comes from hard work, and it comes from determination and being respectful at the same time to whoever it is. Coach is teaching me how to go shake your teammate's hand, or even the runner-up's hand is you're winning, but at the same time you're being respectful and humble. And one of my favorite memories is at the national championship my senior year, coming off of an injury with my hand. If you know anything about shot put, your hand's pretty important. I hadn't been able to throw almost the entire outdoor season, and then coming back and gaining that last title, that was my final throw of my college career and ended up my lifetime career. So a lot of great memories, especially in track and field, and just can't do anything that I've done in the past without the support of my family. So thank you so much.
Thank you, Amy. Our next inductee from the class of 2012 is Chad Johnson. Chad lettered in both basketball and baseball, but baseball is the sport for Chad. And there Chad has a list of awards and scholarships a mile long. He won the John Thiel Scholarship, the Paul DeJane Scholarship, the West Corzette Award, the Chuck Bednar Award, the Budget Award, the Triple G Award, which is an award for basketball, baseball, and academics. He was IHSA All-State Academic, 2011 and 2012 Western Big Six All-Conference, first team baseball All-State, Peoria Journal Star, 2011 and 2012 All-Area, Chicago Tribune All-State, first team catcher in 2012, 2011-2012 the IHS BCA All-Star Catcher. He was drafted in the fifth round by the Kansas City Royals, and he was more than just an athlete in that he was a principal scholar and a member of the National Honor Society. But what he would tell you is that the most exciting part of his growing up career probably was actually hitting a home run as a high schooler for the Silver Streaks in a game after the Cardinal game at Busch Stadium, a major league ballpark in St. Louis. Chad is currently employed by J&J Farms, is pursuing a degree at Carl Sandburg College, and will be attending Western Illinois University in the spring. Ladies and gentlemen, GHS Hall of Famer Chad Johnson.
Wow, I looked so much better back then. What a tremendous honor this is to be here tonight, and just want to thank the committee for giving me this honor, and my family back there, thank you. Big shout out to my buddy Matt Tenuta. We got drafted the same year together, and he drove from Cincinnati to be here, and hopefully he makes his big league debut this next season, so thanks for being here, buddy. It's pretty emotional, to be honest with you. Just being back here and thinking about all the hard work we put in. All of us athletes, and got to give glory to God for giving us the ability to do what we did and letting us be healthy and just being able to let us play the sports that we love. Athletics is amazing. It brings us into a whole new world. We get to meet so many new people, and baseball allowed me to do that. Just want to thank my coaches, Coach Schwab, Coach Fonts, Coach Allen, my dad, Gonzo Miller, just for you guys pushed me more than anybody ever, and so thank you for that. Got to give thanks to Coach Reynolds. I played basketball as well, and during the weekdays he'd let me after practice go upstairs and block balls off a concrete floor in the balcony for an hour, and I thank him for just believing in me and letting me do that even though it was basketball season. Like I said, all the hard work we put in. And just Dad and Mom, Cammie, Jenna, just thanks for supporting me through everything. And I know baseball's done now, but just know how much I love you guys, and I appreciate everything you did for me. And it was such an honor to play in front of everybody. And when you get on that field, whether it's basketball, whatever sport you play for Galesburg. And what a huge honor that was. And I thank you guys as well for pushing me to be better, the whole town of Galesburg. So thank you.
Thanks, Chad. Our next inductee from the class of 2013 is Trayvon Diggins. Trayvon was a special high school athlete, football, basketball, and especially track and field. He had 9 varsity letters combined. He was all-conference football and track and field, honorable mention basketball, all-state in track, and that's because Trayvon was a state long jump champion. Couldn't remember how far it was, but it was out there. Trayvon was also the Don Morris Award winner as the Western Big Six Athlete of the Year. He was also GHS Budget Award, Galesburg Athlete of the Year. Following GHS, Trayvon went to Illinois State University and ran track for 4 years there, graduating in 2017. Trayvon is currently the turf manager for Bush Sports Turfs in the Quad Cities. Ladies and gentlemen, GHS Hall of Famer, Trayvon Diggins.
So I get nervous with these things, so bear with me. But I basically just wrote a thank you letter to everyone who was in my corner throughout my GHS career. I would just like to say thank you for thank you everyone for coming out to celebrate this honor with the rest of the inductees and I. This is definitely a special moment for me and my family. I would go into depth about all the amazing people who pushed me and helped steer me in the right direction along the way, but there's so many. I will bring recognition to some of those names, though. Coach Reynolds, Coach Doherty, thank you for believing in me and letting me take lead roles on your teams as we fought for success. Those are definitely meaningful years that will forever be stuck with me. Julius Sargent, Ricky Diggins, and Derek Diggins, thank you for being the inspiration I needed growing up. From teachers, coaches, friends, and family, I see why relationships are so important. There are some people that I am going to expound on, though, because they were major staples in why things kind of went my way throughout my athletic career. First off, I would like to say thank you, Coach Lovetech, and the rest of the track and field coaching staff. You guys gave me a reason to want to compete. I don't think anyone truly understands what they did for a young kid like me, who some would say was somewhat accomplished in my event coming off 2 state titles in middle school. I came to the high school with expectations, obviously, and I quickly learned it wasn't just going to be winning off natural ability. The culture they created was so contagious, and it pushed me to new heights, being able to add substantial distance to my jumps in my first year, then eventually molded me into a state champion. So for that, I say thank you. I'm going to give some praise to another person who was a coach of mine, but it quickly became something bigger than athletics. Coach Boak, you and the family was everything I needed. You became a pivotal stamp in my life, especially at a time where Grandma had a lot on her plate. You extended a hand to a young man with a totally different background dynamic and did it with open arms. At a time where we looked to sports as an escape, you certainly gave me a piece of stability so I could really start to enjoy it. So for that, I say thank you. I needed that. To my mother and father, I'd like to say thank you for always staying down and around. Through the struggling times, I always knew there was love and knew you always, Through the struggling times, I always knew there was love and knew y'all always put your best foot forward. So for that, I say thank you. Now, my grandma, Miss Emma, she'll forever be the greatest woman to me. She taught me so many things in life. She showed just what kind of woman she was, taking on the challenge to raise 13 grandchildren as her own. I'll tell you, being in a house with that many kids, the character you garner from that is unmatched. That woman worked tirelessly to keep us focused and out of harm's way. I would say she's the ultimate warrior, because without me having her as a model from the beginning, there's no way I'm standing in front of you right here. There's no way I'm standing in front of you right now. So to conclude, I would just like to say thank you and congratulations to the rest of the inductees.
Thank you, Trayvon. Our next inductee from the team category is the 2009 Girls Track and Field 4x800 Relay Team, made up of Jordan Scott, Dorothy Mangieri, Hannah Hawkins, and Monica Remus. And would Coach Jody Chapman come up and tell us a little bit about him?
Look how beautiful they are. I think one of the things that we can take away from what has been already in front of us tonight is the emotion that the younger kids that have been in the past 10 years, what, you know, exactly how much it really means to them. And yet from the people that are a little more seasoned, as Coach Rosine, how just the same theory, go for it, you know, and that none of this has come without hard work. A couple of things that this relay team did. They were not assembled until 2009. And they were not beaten in the regular season. They were Western Big Six champion, Rock Island 2A sectional champion, 2A state prelim champ with a school record of 9:42. Then the next day, track and field is a two-day finals. We were state champs until the last 50 meters. And we could pick on Monica because she's not here right now. But this all is through determination and hard work. We started our relay with, I call the spunk and the fire. And that would be Jordan Scott. If you know Jordan, she's 5 foot nothing, and she is full of fire. She was a master behind the relay. She was their second coach, sometimes probably their first coach. Because if they didn't run what she wanted them to run, she was a force to be reckoned with. I didn't have to say a word. And then we went to, Dorothy was our number two. Dorothy was really ecstatic because Dorothy used to run the 2 mile, and about the end of the season, I said, "Hey, Dorothy, you want to try the 800? "Why, sure." And then Hannah was our third leg, and this whole time we're in first place. And then Monica, senior, who did give all of her, I'm picking on her because she's not here, but she did give all she had, and with the last 50 meters we were passed by Yorkville, and we set another school record with 9:35. Jordan went on to St. Ambrose, Hannah went to U of I, Dorothy, CSC, and Monica went to college in North Carolina. They've all become productive adults, giving back to our community and to our school. Now, I think that most of us have decided and know that when you are part of a team, it's more than just a team. Those people are your teammates, and it's for life. It's a special friendship that goes beyond Facebook or graduation or whatnot. Those people are your teammates, and they're forever. You'll forever have that bond. Now, what's really special to me is that I am their friend now. I was their coach then, but now I have relationships with all of them that are very special. I go to their weddings, except for Hannah's. Just kidding.
Yeah.
And we become friends, and, you know, I can call them for anything. They can call me if they're out of town. You know, one will show up often at my classroom. "Hey, I've got coffee for you at Chapman." Awesome. That wasn't always that way. You see, Hannah and Jordan came into high school as sprinters. When I kind of said, "Oh, you might be running the 400, I got some frowns. But I got probably called a lot more names and things like that when I told them, "You're going to try the 800. They didn't like me. But I had that intuition that something special could happen if I pushed them to do that. And I think now that they'll tell you, I was right. Coach was right once. Just once. But like I said, the special part is that, you know, that bond has been formed. And we will forever be bonded by that. And we'll forever be friends. And I think that they can agree with that. And I would like to also, I think there's a lot of athletes here and team members that, you know, can agree with that it's a special bond. I'd also like to put a thanks out to Nikki Phelps, who was my teammate in relays, and we forever have a bond, and she also now coaches with me, so how exciting. Good job, and they are a very special group. Thank you.
Thank you, Coach, and good job, ladies. Our our final inductee from the category of Friend of GHS Sports is George Berglund. George Berglund is a longtime resident of Galesburg. He is slowly adjusting to retirement as a registered pharmacist and owner of Berglund Drug. As a youth, George played baseball, basketball, golf, was a reserve on the 1966 Illinois State second place basketball squad, and played number 2 on the 1966 State of Illinois third place golf team. George's family, the Berglunds, Richard, Spark, Annabelle, Margaret, have always supported Galesburg athletics by providing college stipends to those managers and athletes worthy of recognition. Through the years, this family has been loyal supporters of advertisements and money-raising events, which Galesburg teams have participated. George understands the importance of balance that athletics can give to the student. Academics, athletics, extracurricular activities are key to growing a well-rounded youth, man or woman. George used his love of golf to help balance a very stressful academic load at the University of Kansas, where he was a major in pharmacy. George played on the Kansas golf team, which gave him a little breathing room he needed from his intense studies. When George returned to Galesburg, he started his pharmacy practice. He continued to enter golf tournaments to sharpen his game. He is a four-time champion and a nine-time runner-up of the All-City Best Ball Championship. He has won the senior division with fellow golf enthusiast Pete Boynton this year. George has been a club champion at Lake Bracken Country Club four times and club champion at Swangataha Country Club once. He also plays a Hickory golf tournament using golf clubs that are made prior to 1935. George is the epitome of a man who understands the value of athletics, and as a lifelong endeavor, the athletics enrich those who participate. Ladies and gentlemen, GHS Hall of Famer George Berglund.
My dad, Richard, or Dick, and my aunt, Spark, got me started watching Galesburg basketball in Steel Gym, and Jimmy Carr was one of the players, and he was so much fun to watch. And that gave me an idea of how much fun Galesburg sports could be and how exciting it could be. So I participated in sports and found that the one that worked out the best for me was golf. I was pleased to sit on the bench on the basketball team and watch my teammates compete in 66. I was happy to contribute on the golf team and with third place finish. And I'm happy to have been a parent and watch my kids play. Genuine excitement. I'm honored to be selected. And I'm happy that I can carry on in my father and my aunt's memory. Thank you.
Well, that's it. My thanks to the coaches and the athletic director's office. They're the friends of the inductees for the information that they've helped me with tonight and expressing to you. Our newest inductees will be introduced later at Thiel Gym, and you're invited to see the inductees plaque at the Hall of Fame showcase outside Thiel Gym. The photographers have asked me that the inductees please stay afterwards so we can have a picture of all of you. You can tell that it's a really important thing to our inductees. Hope you enjoyed your evening. Hope you come back and see us again. And let's go see if we can't win some more Galesburg Silver Streak basketball. Thank you.